Hello, everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory. She has ministered on every continent around the world, is an award-winning journalist and author of several books, including Miracles Among Muslims, The Wounded Lover, and Let Ishmael Live. She is also host of her own daily television broadcast, Exploits, that can be heard around the world, based out of Jerusalem, where she and her husband Peter reside, called there to bring reconciliation between the Jewish and Arab people, and prophetic healing and revival amongst all peoples. Hear the amazing story of one woman's journey to fulfill the call of God on her life and the attempts of the enemy to thwart it before it even began. Would you welcome with me today, nestled in Richmond, Virginia, her home away from home, the incredible Christine Darg. Christine, welcome to Testimony.
Well, thank you so much, Jensine. That was an amazing introduction. I've ministered on every continent except Antarctica. I haven't been down to preach to the pigeons, to the penguins yet, but I'm looking forward to even putting my feet there someday.
Well, I imagine you will do that. Your bio, Christine, is so incredible that it was a challenge for me to even summarize just a little of what you've done, and I really want to thank you for being with us today. I know that you're fresh in from Jerusalem to the States and headed back, so we really appreciate this. You lost your life almost three times. Can you tell us about that?
Well, when anybody has the call of God upon his or her life, Satan will challenge that call. He'll even try to take you out. And so you have to know that you have a destiny and be willing to overcome these challenges. But the first time, actually, I was hit by a train when I was 16 years old. I didn't even realize it was a challenge on my life. But our enemy has a sense about what our destiny is and tries to destroy us. But God being sovereign, and I love the doctrine of the sovereignty of God, He said to me, I have spared your life for a purpose, because if either the train or the car that I was sitting in the back of, if either one of them had been going 1 mile an hour faster, according to the police who investigated, I would have left this world. But thank God I was saved. When I saw that train bearing down on me on a country road where there had been really not a very clear marking, a tree had obscured the railroad crossing, I didn't have time to repent. And thank God I was saved. But then another time, when it was closer to the time for my husband and myself to move to Israel, I almost bled to death in an incident in which I was taken to the emergency room. And again, this was a direct challenge against my life. But in that moment, it's very interesting. God allows these things to happen to us, Jensine, I believe, because sometimes He wants to know what's in our hearts, and we need to know. Sometimes we don't even know what's in our own heart. But I made a covenant with God that night as my life was ebbing away and they were wheeling me into the emergency room. I said, God, I do not want to die and leave my husband and my child. I only had one son at that time, but more than anything else, Lord, I want to live and see, not only see the salvation of Israel, but be a part of it. And I believe I made a covenant with God. And to this day, I'm very much caught up with the nation of Israel, and it's one of the most exciting calls and highly privileged calls that I believe God has ever given to a woman, not only to help prepare Israel for her national redemption. But God has given me a strategy to go into the Muslim world. And so a lot of my work is involved in going into very dangerous places. But God delights in choosing the weak things and the foolish things. And sometimes he sends women into such a harvest field.
That's what I loved about your ministry when I read about you, Exploits Ministry, based on, you say, Daniel 11:32, those that know their God will do exploits.
Yes, that verse says those who know God will be strong and do exploits. And it's God who makes us strong. And because he makes us strong, then we're able to do exploits. And that's the same meaning of what Jesus said when he said that his followers would do his works, because he has given us the empowerment. He's given us the Holy Spirit. And we have a saying in our ministry that we do no uncommanded work, because we're living in such dangerous last days. We cannot afford to do anything. I mean, even Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. And so we don't embark on anything unless the Holy Spirit gives us very clear marching orders. But he always has something for us to do, and it's so thrilling. I say he knows how to give a girl a good time.
Well, Christy, in reading about you a little bit further, you are the daughter of a conservative Presbyterian minister. Your mother is an accomplished classical pianist and a national award-winning composer. How does a child, a daughter, from that family framework come to such knowledge of the power of the Holy Spirit? What do you think catapulted you to your spiritual walk today? In reading further about you, one of the first times your life was threatened was as a child, a life-threatening illness, you said, and Jesus appeared to you, you say, in an open vision as a Jewish king and healed you. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, that's actually my earliest childhood, or one of my earliest childhood memories. I can recall still being in my crib, looking through the wooden slats of my crib, and my parents said that I almost died as a child. And my father was a country preacher in those days, and we were living out in the country. And I had several illnesses, including a hole in my heart, rheumatic fever. I had lost all of my hair and other internal problems. But the Lord came to me in an open vision. It was a bit frightening because it was awesome. But yet, he had such compassionate dark chocolate brown eyes, and he looked like what we call a sabra in Hebrew, an Israeli, a native-born Israeli, but dressed as the king of the Jews. And he said, I am healing you, and he did. And to this day, praise God, I have a very strong constitution and am able to keep traveling around the world and doing exploits for the Lord, holding open-air gospel meetings. And you asked about how this happens coming from a conservative background. But the children of God, the New Testament says, are led by the Spirit of God. And I've just been very blessed to have had these supernatural experiences, to have had open visions and very definite leadings from the Lord calling to do what I do. And God has given me the grace to obey.
You know, you remind me of a previous guest we had on our program, actually upcoming guest, Marie Scalar, whom God showed a vision of heaven to this year. He's a completed Jew, and he received Jesus at the age of 13. He talks about the power of the Holy Spirit and the baptism of the Holy Spirit and that how that completely changed his life. Can you talk about how that has changed your life? And why don't we hear more about the baptism of the Holy Spirit in churches today?
This is something that I'm beginning to emphasize more because I have noticed that as I was growing up spiritually in the Lord, everyone was talking about the baptism in the Holy Spirit, and now it's a subject that needs to be emphasized again. There's a whole generation of believers who are not being taught how important it is. And can you believe, I was graduated from university with a degree in journalism, and by the grace of God became a very ambitious, high-powered woman journalist, and was enjoying that career extremely well, received a lot of national awards, but then suddenly a divine discontent, what I call a divine discontent, came upon me. And at the same time, my husband, who's very adventurous, said, we're going to sell everything that we have and go around the world on an ocean liner, which we did for 3 months. And so that gave me time to get alone with the Lord. It also gave me a vision for the nations as we went to India and all sorts of places where I saw idolatry. And I realized, Jensine, my powerlessness as a believer. And I began to fervently seek the Lord for power to win souls. And can you believe, in the midst of a world cruise, in the midst of the most, what people would think, worldly situation possible, in my cabin on that ship, I kept seeking the Lord night and day, and I was baptized in the Holy Spirit on the ocean liner, the Queen Elizabeth II. No, and from that moment forward, I began to win souls. I began to win souls on the ship, in the port, and everywhere we went, and also began to lay hands on the sick and to see miracles and healings happening. I believe it's so important that every believer receives the baptism in the Holy Spirit, the power that the Lord promised us, not only to be able to share the gospel in a way that is persuasive, but also to very simply lay hands on the sick and to see the gospel promises come into manifestation. And we've seen so many healings. And I really believe that all things are possible to those that believe and to those who act, who put our faith into practice.
Well, Christine, I think this is a good place to stop. We're going to continue our conversation with you next week. And I just want to thank you for your time with us today. Christine Darg, ladies and gentlemen, you can read more about her wonderful ministry if you go to www.exploits.tv. Christine, thank you, and we will talk to you soon.
It's a joy. Thank you, Jensine.
If you would like more information, you can visit our website at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JensineBard.com. Or write to us at Testimony, P.O. Box 1333, Palm Desert, California, 92261. That's P.O. Box 1333, Palm Desert, California, 92261. I'm Jensine Bard. Please join us again for Testimony. Her worldwide ministry and teachings have been translated into almost every language known to man. Her television broadcasts air daily from her home base in Jerusalem, and that can also be heard around the globe. Her evangelistic efforts to bring healing, revival, and restoration amongst the Jewish and Arab nations have thrust this woman into a world of spiritual warfare she could only have learned by firsthand experience. Here in this two-part testimony is the amazing Christine Darg. Christine, welcome back to Testimony.
Thank you. You're so gracious. When I listen to that, I realize, oh my goodness, these things do happen. And I have an amazingly exciting life. And I'm looking forward, Jensine, to you coming out to Jerusalem and us having some adventures together.
I would love that. I'm all on board for that. Christine, I want to let our listening audience know that the Holy Spirit is alive and well. Those that are led by the Spirit, these are the sons of God. And that is literally what God has done in your life from a very early age. You are also an award-winning journalist, an author of several books. You host your own television daily program called Exploits, and you are the founder of Exploits Ministry. And in our time that we have here today, I would just like to give you the platform. And please, Christine, talk about whatever is on your heart. We're all ears.
Well, what a privilege. I want to encourage everyone listening not to be afraid to come to Israel, come to Jerusalem. As a matter of fact, if you've ever had a desire in your heart to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, and if you don't have the finances to come or the funds to come, I want to suggest put your junk on eBay, do what it takes to get there, because walking in the footsteps of Jesus, visiting the Holy Land, seeing Bible prophecy fulfilled before your very eyes will be a tremendous boost to your faith. It'll give you so much spiritual insight. And you can come and be part of our prophetic prayer conferences, because I really do believe humbly, by the Spirit and leading of God, that we in our ministry are helping to prepare the way of the Lord. Because, you know, Jensine, this old world is not going to continue on forever. As a lot of science fiction writers envision. But there is a set time when the Lord will return. And he's not coming back to Washington or London or any big capital cities. He's coming back to the capital city of Israel, Jerusalem. And you know, the state of Israel didn't even exist again until my lifetime. The same year that I was born, the state of Israel was also recreated in the Middle East. And I believe that was a mark on my life, because I have been brought to the kingdom for such a time as this to help prepare the nation of Israel and her half-brothers, the Arabs, to see the coming of the Lord. And it's going to radically change this earth when Jesus comes. But, I mean, look at the situation in California where you are. I mean, mm-hmm. California is in trouble. This whole world is in trouble. We need the Lord to come. We need the Lord to come and sort out this world.
Christine, what are you doing in Jerusalem with your ministry and around the world that we are not doing here in the United States?
Well, the Bible commands us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we know that when the politicians of the world, this is according to the prophecies in the book of Zechariah, start to put pressure on Jerusalem, start trying to divide and to control Jerusalem, God says when that happens, then he will pour out upon Jerusalem. This is in Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 10. The spirit of grace and supplications, and they will behold Messiah. But you see, these things don't happen without, even though God is sovereign and they're going to happen, they don't happen until they are hastened to happen through intercession. And so we are in Jerusalem holding intercessory prayer conferences. As far as I know, we're the only ministry in Jerusalem that preaches regularly in the open air. We hold open-air gospel meetings inside Jaffa Gate of the Old City, which I call the front door of Jerusalem. It's the entrance to the Old City of Jerusalem. And then with another sister, we have planted on the Mount of Olives a 500-seat gospel tent. The Mount of Olives is the place where the Lord will put his feet again at the second coming. And we lay hands on the sick, we preach. And can you imagine if we wanted in the United States to hold a Christian Congress, a Christian assembly. It couldn't happen in the Congress. It would not be politically correct to happen. If we wanted to have a Christian assembly in the Parliament in London, it would not be politically correct. But we have just finished having in Jerusalem, in the Israeli Parliament, called the Knesset, the third Christian assembly. Isn't that amazing? And how is it that this is happening? It's happening that there is a phenomenon that is part of the fulfillment of end-time Bible prophecy, that Jews and Christians are coming together, and we're recognizing that we have this symbiotic relationship, that we need one another. Christians need our Hebraic roots, and the Jewish people need us, because they're being increasingly isolated and the victims of anti-Semitism again. But you see, Satan always, because he suffered brain damage in the Garden of Eden, he overextends himself. And the more he tries to exterminate the Jewish people and Israel, even through her modern enemies, threats from Iran, threats from Syria, what happens? The devil loses because the Jewish people begin to reach out to the evangelicals because they realize we are the only real friends they have now. And so we see a scenario of even Orthodox Jews and Christians coming together and forming alliances that have not happened since the early church. And it's so thrilling, Jensine, to be right in the midst of this and listening very carefully to the Holy Spirit, receiving my marching orders and helping through our conferences, through our open-air meetings, through the Isaiah 19 highway, preparing the way of the Lord, holding gospel events in Iraq, in Iran, and in Egypt to prepare the region. Because when the Lord comes back, not only will Israel receive her national redemption, but all of her neighbors will come into what the Amplified Bible calls a messianic league under the rulership of Jesus, the returning Messiah.
There's a couple of things that you talk about in some recent articles this year I would just like to touch upon briefly in our couple minutes that we have left here. A script out of one of your teachings, quote, "Islam is also replacement theology. Replacement theologians abound not only in the institutional church, but also in Islam. The Quran replaces the Bible as the, quote, last word, and Muhammad replaces Jesus as the, quote, last prophet. A usurping spirit attempts to replace the holy sites with mosques and Jewish temple mount with the manufactured Islamic shrine. Even Jesus' Jewishness has been replaced by modern deceivers who claim that he was not a Jew, but a Palestine." That's number one. Christine, number two, in another of your articles, you have a fast every Friday, a call to believers worldwide, and this is what I found most interesting. You say, "Friday is the day that much hatred, violence, and bloodthirsty rhetoric is fomented in fundamentalist mosques around the world." In addressing the Islamic issue, which is huge in this country, and people are becoming more and more terrified, especially those that don't know their God, what hope and encouragement can you share with us today? What is our best defense? What do we need to do?
Our best defense, prayer and fasting. Jesus said, "This kind does not come out except by prayer and fasting." My mother was a great prayer warrior, and she prayed for 30 or 40 years for the communist wall to fall. And we had, as a result of her prayers and so many prayers around the world, an open heaven to evangelize in the communist world for a long time now. But the spirit of Islam has been around, and for much longer than the communist spirit. Mm-hmm. And God is looking for corporate desire in the body of Messiah to fast and pray to set the captives free. There is an Islamic harvest of about a billion souls. They all believe in God, but they need to meet Messiah, Jesus. And as we fast and pray, particularly on Fridays, God is moving, as he prophesied he would do through the prophet Joel and through Peter in the book of Acts, that in the last days the Holy Spirit will be poured out on all flesh. And this is happening in the Islamic world. Even though some places I cannot go in the Muslim world and hold an open-air meeting, some places I can, some places I can't. But the risen Lord Jesus Christ, who walked through walls 2,000 years ago when he was resurrected in Jerusalem, he is now walking through walls, he's walking across national borders, and he's visiting the Muslims in dreams and visions. And there are more Muslim background believers now than has ever been in the history of Islam. Many, many Muslims are becoming followers of Jesus, and it's through corporate fasting and prayer.
That's fantastic, and you talk about that in a book you've written called Miracles Among Muslims. Is that correct? If anyone wanted additional information?
Yes, if they go to my website, they can get the book. And what's so fascinating about the book is it doesn't attack Islam. There are plenty of books out there that attack the doctrine of Islam. What my book does is teach how to share the Lord through the divine agencies of dreams and visions, because most Muslims now, because this is the hardest time in Islam, are having dreams and visions about Jesus. And so it's a part teaching and part testimony. I give a lot of my own testimony of how I have been led to evangelize nations through dreams and visions from the Holy Spirit.
God bless you for being with us today. God bless your ministry. And for those listening, you can go to www.exploits.tv to hear more about this incredible ministry and Christine Darg. Thank you for being with us on Testimony, Christine.
Thank you. Shalom, Jensine.
Shalom.
If you would like more information, you can visit our website at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JenSinebard.com. Or write to us at Testimony, P.O. Box 1333, Palm Desert, California, 92261. That's P.O. Box 1333, Palm Desert, California, 92261. I'm Jensine Bard. Please join us again for Testimony.